In this video, I want to talk to you about meditating to manifest, because actually these two topics are deeply connected. And in this video, I'd love to explain you why this is. So when you meditate, your focus is fully directed towards your intention. While you shut off your brain, while you shut off or try to shut off your ego, and open a direct kind of like highway to the quantum field, to something that, you know, lives outside of us. Your intention and or desires will make you feel a certain way. And through the connection with the quantum field, you can then understand what is the next best step to manifest your desire, your desired outcome into this third dimension, also known as our physical, you know, reality, life on planet Earth. But the feeling that you have, this the state that you have, is the most important part of manifestation. About 80% of manifestation is feeling, and 20% is actually taking action aligned with the desires that you have. But the key is your energetic state and your vibration. So in other words, how you feel, and meditation actually changes how you feel. It also changes how you think and how you act in life. More aware, more conscious. Because meditating a few times a week, it's going to help you focus better. It's going to increase your creativity, and it's going to allow you to see, you know, connections throughout life more clearly. You know exactly what to do. And, you know, that's really great, because a lot of people struggle actually with focus. And of course, it isn't entirely your fault if you struggle with focus, because social media and news websites, they have created kind of like a beast that is constantly demanding our of your attention and is actually also highly addictive. So every time you scroll, your body releases some dopamine and it's giving you an instant reward. And so why would you use willpower to actually get work done when the reward comes much later, instead of just scrolling to Instagram or to Facebook and have this reward immediately? Anyway, meditation helps this kind of like, it counteracts the negative effect of social media. It also raises your vibration, the energy in your body, how you feel, and it aligns you with, you know, kind of like your positive goals that you want to achieve. It also reduces negative thoughts. So the doubts and fears about why certain things wouldn't work, they are largely eliminated through the act of meditation. And, you know, this helps then for sure with manifesting what you truly want. So what will happen when you meditate for a few weeks is that you truly start to understand what you actually want and what real desires you have and what your real desires are. So maybe right now you think that you really want to live in kind of like a certain house or something, but after a few weeks of meditation, you realize that this house only represents a kind of like a status for you. And what you're actually looking for is more freedom. And this bigger house is the exact opposite of that, because it will only bring more costs and less freedom. Meditation also is going to give you patience, not just in your daily life, but also patience with the universe, knowing that everything arrives at exactly the right time. And it also makes you grateful for everything that you already have. And gratitude is actually the real key and superpower, because when you feel grateful, when you can feel grateful, you're already 80% there. And the rest is just patience and taking action towards your desired outcome. Well, we've already talked about gratitude in a few of the previous videos in this masterclass, but not in length. And I think it's actually very important that I want to dedicate an entire video towards gratitude. So in the next video, we are going to talk about gratitude. I hope to see you there.